Welcome to Monday. It's married life, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah.
So you are still married, I take it, right?
I am still married, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It does feel a bit different, you know.
It doesn't really, does it?
Yeah, it does.
What feels different?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. It just feels different, all right.
Okay, that's good.
I can't explain it, but it feels different.
It was one of the best weddings I was ever at. But do you know why?
You have to say that.
No, it genuinely was.
Really?
It was so relaxed. It was so lovely. The weather was perfect.
Yeah.
And I think you did it right with the, you know, you didn't have a massive amount of people there. It was like,
About 70, 80 people. 75, yeah.
Yeah, and plus the staff.
Yeah.
You got to count the staff.
The fantastic staff, by the way.
Lovely dog.
Shout out to Adam and Dave, who did a fantastic job, with Geraldine and Hillary and all the rest of the gang, yeah.
So my takeaways from your wedding day, first of all, you put 70 people into a cathedral for 9 million people. Cove Cathedral.
I know.
Is, like, when we walked in, but Steph and Rachel walked in and went, are we at the right wedding? We couldn't see anybody.
I know.
We were so far up.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. That's...
You only filled about five rows on both sides.
Yeah.
But it's a massive cathedral, you see.
And the funniest thing about it was I turned around and there's like 60 Japanese tourists all at your wedding.
I know, yeah.
Taking photographs.
I know. You
walking
see, that's
around the
other
place.
Side of it, lads. Taking photographs.
They were just walking around just taking photographs of everything.
I know.
In the middle of the wedding.
And then it was being live streamed to the UK because that was what my mother wanted.
What? She was,
yeah.
All the family on
home. Oh, it was about 50 people in a little church hall down in England watching it.
Did you charge a tenner head for a subscription?
No, but they all turned up in fascinators and everything.
Missed a trick there.
Oh, so funny.
So was there anything that happened on the day that you would like to tell everybody about?
No, like
the big fight you had with your husband on your wedding day.
Well,
I didn't have
a fight with him. I just pointed out that he had one.
This is the moment that I turn off Victoria's mic and stand up for Owen, who was shouted at because he forgot to put candles in a glass jar. Like, the man is getting married for the first time in his life. Well, we think it's the first time. He could have multiple wives on the go. We don't know. But the reality of the... Your mic's off. You can't hear me. Can't hear you. I've turned your mic off. I'm sticking up for Owen on this one, all right? She gave out to him. Give out stink. Like, I mean, up on a table, roaring at him. Teeth, fangs, the whole shebang. Why am I even marrying scum like you?
I gave him the box of candles, all he had.
She's still yakking on about it. All the poor man had to do was put candles in a jar. He forgot and the whole thing was nearly called off.
There was no candles.
She was nearly called off. The whole thing. It was... Everyone was like, oh my God, I don't think this wedding's going
to then go round with...
I don't think this wedding's going to go ahead. So we decided to step back and we said, well, we ring taxis and get out of here.
As I said to Owen,
Jesus, the poor fellow went green. I'm telling you, it was one of those days where we thought this wedding's not going to...
Considering whether I made the right...
Was going to go ahead.
It's true.
It is true.
One job.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream new spin-off series, The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, with Now.
On a Monday morning, on Friday, you weren't here, you were still relaxing somewhere in a hotel in your fancy suite.
In a robe.
I revealed to everybody my hidden talent. I know we've all kind of been working together for nearly a year.
What?
Yeah, that freaks me out.
And I know you think that I'm utterly talentless, and you probably would be right to a degree, but... Yeah. I've never...
Too quick.
What?
Slow down, Roar. You came in with that far too quick.
What did I miss?
I just went, yeah.
I'm agreeing with you. Like, I am, absolutely. I've never done this on air before. But I want to... Because I know you two can sing. You're on the Two Johnnies new album.
Is she?
She is. She's a backing vocalist.
You have to say that on the radio.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, no, listen, I'm very proud of it.
KD, you kept that very quiet
Didn't
now.
Which song is it, KD Jane?
The Claire Colleen.
You'll hear Katie Jen on back in vocals.
I was just streaming it immediately.
So, and I know you're a phenomenal singer. You're in a band. What's the name of your band?
The Pop Zetas.
The Pop Zetas. Yes.
That's a brilliant name.
We
weren't going to say that before.
But now you have done.
Okay.
All right. So my talent is that I can hand fart along to songs. Okay. All right.
We're looking for someone like you in our band, actually. Okay.
Hand fart solo.
A hand fart. We've ten musicians. That's the only one we're missing.
Okay. Listen, every band should have one. Joking aside, and I want you to come in on the. I need you to come in on the chorus. So, Katie Jane and Katie, are you ready to go?
Rory, you're on air guitar.
Okay.
Ready as well.
Okay, here we go. Let's go.
Every day together.
Ladies, are you ready?
Everybody.
Don't speak. I'm just what you're saying. So don't stop explaining. Don't tell me cause it hurts.
Amazing.
Don't speak. I know what you're thinking. And I don't need your reasons. Don't tell me cause it hurts.
Yes. Thank you.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM.
What else is going on? Very sad news over the weekend as well about Dr. Michael Mosley as well. Did you hear the story? It's tragic.
Yeah. Really sad.
I was following it for two or three days while the day that he went missing, obviously the story broke that there was a search party out for him somewhere on a Greek island. He decided to go for a very long walk and was taking a route and took a wrong direction and could have collapsed because of heat stroke.
Yeah.
They're not fully sure exactly what happened yet, but the five-day search for the health guru ends in tragedy. This was the man who popularised the 5-2 diet.
That's right. I'd say that's what he's most famous for, absolutely. Yeah.
And he has another book called 800 Calories where he tries to encourage people to live on that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And just he was very much...
He was quite progressive, wasn't he?
He was, and very much the face of kind of healthy eating. He encouraged people to just to help people to lose weight.
Yes, intermittent fasting and all of that.
That was his big thing, wasn't it?
I think they were saying that he just lost his bearings.
Yeah.
That's what happened, and they were saying that he was actually quite close to safety.
Mm.
But it was just that. It's just that split second. It really is,
That is terrible. Taylor Swift, again, is in the papers. It wouldn't be like her. She doesn't turn up that often.
Who?
Swiftie.
Who?
Found out about the cruel summers of Scotland.
Yeah.
She was playing there over the weekend.
Her hand got cold.
It was so cold they had to bring out gloves for her. She'd wear big... Was Michael Jackson there? Was
no, I don't know. He likes a pair of gloves, doesn't he?
He does.
He used to.
These were just regular old black mittens that she. Now, very hard to play the guitar when you're wearing gloves.
How did you do that?
I don't know. Did they cut the tops off it? Maybe they did.
Fingerless gloves, maybe they're fingerless.
So it's again, and all this. Everyone in the audience was all in bikinis and tops off, and this is just a regular Scottish summer.
Pass me the iron brew.
Iron brew flying around the place. Okay, let's hit them with every stereotype
we can.
Go on. Yeah.
Pass me the bagpipes.
Pass me the deep-fried Mouse bars.
Have you tried the haggis?
Sorry, Scotland. Apologies. You do it to us as well.
Yeah. We all do it to each other.
She'll probably need a duffel coat when she comes over here then. It'll be so cold. So they're some of the bits that you're waking up to this morning. Oh, they also tell us the driving habits that make you a very bad driver. A driving expert has shared 5 signs that you could be a bad driver without even realizing it, including being too nice on the road.
Okay.
You know, are you one of those people that
who
you
drive? Stops every 2 seconds to let someone out.
Drive,
man, drive!
Yeah. So, you can be too nice on the road and that could cause a lot of problems because you could have someone up your arse in no time. So stop being so nice and I'll be careful with the terminology I use. In future, I was talking about driving. Get out of the gutter. So the other side of the coin is being too nice on the road and too timid. And I know it's nice to be nice and let people out, but you know what's really annoying? When you do let somebody out and they don't acknowledge it,
that grinds my gears.
I know it's a little bit needy on my part.
No, it's not needy.
It is. It's kind of like I did something for you. At least acknowledge it.
It's just common decency.
But what I do love is when you let somebody out on the road and they give you, you see a little wave in the wing mirror.
I know.
Then you get the double flashers.
Oh, yes.
And then I flash them back to go, you're welcome.
Oh, I like it. It's a whole conversation.
There's a whole, signal conversation,
it's a whole conversation
going over.
I don't mind a finger.
I'm clipping that one up. Oh, thank you for that.
I mean, in the car, whatever. When someone just lifts a finger to say thank you very much.
Whatever context you want to put that into, Victoria. Absolutely. You do you, boo. Remind me to tell you how I ended up in Damien Dempsey's dressing room on Saturday night eating his birthday cake. Remind me to tell you about that later on.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Not a euphemism at all. Yeah. All right.
Random, but okay.
Denise is checking in and saying hello. Good morning, Denise. How's
morning,
it going?
Denise.
Welcome back, Vic. Good to chat to you on Saturday night. Own the bread man. This is what happened. So
you see?
I ended up back in Damien Dempsey's dressing room after his gig.
Right.
Long story as to how I got there. Right. It ended up there. And there was a woman there holding the phone, a lovely lady, and she went, "Come here, you. Come here. Talk to him." I was like, "Who's this?" Own the bread man. It was his wife. She was backstage. Now, why your wife was in Damien Dempsey's dressing room as well is not none of my business. But she was there.
He's listening right now and he's like, "She was where?"
Oh, he knows.
Hang on a second.
That's why he was ringing her. He was tracking her, keeping an eye on things. Anyway.
So you had a chat with Owen on the phone.
I got to finally chat to Owen the Breadman.
Did you ask him how his van smells?
I didn't actually, because I'm not a creep like you. All right. Anyway, we'll get back on track here, will we?
Yeah.
Morning,
Owen.
Yeah. How's things? So we start with Molly May. What's going on with Molly May?
Well, Molly May has spent the weekend reflecting on her life. So Molly May, if you remember, she was in Love Island with Tommy Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Tommy?
Tommy, yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Fury. And they actually went on to have a child together, and they're still together and all the rest of it. But she spent the weekend reflecting on her time in Love Island.
Mm.
And also talking about, actually, quite seriously, her addiction to face fillers. Have a listen to this.
The other day, I was actually having a moment of reflection on my filler journey. And I realised I haven't had filler now in coming up to 5 years, like well over 4 years. I haven't had any filler put into my face, which, if you remember my filler debacle, my filler scandal, it's quite not an achievement, but it's just, yeah, quite a mad journey to reflect on, really. It's been so long.
Got so much going on, isn't she?
Filler.
That is the world we're living in now.
Educate me. What is filler?
Filler is anything that gets injected into your face.
Botoxy stuff.
Yeah, all of those things now. But they're obviously very addictive.
Mm.
And I suppose in some ways she's talking about the fact that she's been, you know, face filler free for 5 years.
What happens to fillers? Where do they go? Do they kind of
dissolve. So if you stop having them, then they just slowly dissolve. It obviously takes a while. But that's the world we're living in, lads.
Mm.
Anyway.
Does that not make a messier face then if you're ballooning it up and down?
Well, I think what it does is, as she clearly talks about there, is you become addicted to it. So then you just keep getting it and you keep getting it. And I would imagine it just becomes more and more and more, you know.
Floaty and bloaty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not against fillers, by the way, if anyone's listening and they are doing that for a living, 100%.
That's your thing.
It's interesting hearing her talking about that, that she's been face filler free for 5 years. Oh my God, did you just do that?
Stormy Daniels.
Did you actually just do that?
What? I was filling the space until you got to the story.
Stormy Daniels has been co-presenting on Fox FM Melbourne.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's been talking about the recent court case with Donald Trump. And it's interesting. I listened to a whole interview that she gave, and there's so many kind of tributaries that stretch off it, really. First of all, I guess she was just talking about why she went ahead and took him to court.
You know, I did it for my family. I did it for my daughter. I did it for everybody, not just women. And I have been called every name in the book. And some of it's just opinion, you know. But you know what's one name that no one could call me, but I can call him? Convicted.
That's very true.
There you go. Do you know
very
what I mean?
Very true.
She's actually a lovely woman. And she's actually been through the mill, I suppose, through the court case.
So she was working in the industry, the adult entertainment industry.
Adult film industry, yes.
Yeah, and obviously met up with Donald Trump.
Yes,
and,
but didn't go there for anything other than to meet with him about a television series.
Okay.
And we know what happened after that.
Okay.
So I guess that was grounds enough to bring him to court, you know?
Yeah.
And he was actually convicted. I think it was 36. Was it 36 indictments or whatever? Anyway.
Yeah.
So she's been talking about that. So yeah, we'll have more from her. Actually, one more quickly. She had a message for Donald Trump, which was which was really interesting. And I suppose, listen, when all of this is over and done with, you know, I guess you have time to reflect. This is the message you have for him.
You say that I reminded you of your daughter that night. Is this how you want her to be treated? Do you not tell your, want to be an example to your children to speak the truth? Do the right thing. Leave my family alone. People have found out where I've lived multiple times. My daughter still can't go outside. They're trying to take my husband's house. It's a constant thing every day.
Nasty. They did in that interview, because I did hear it, and they went there and asked him, you know, what did it look like? You know?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And she said a little mushroom. Just a little inkly mushroom. that you get in Dunn's in the inkly mushroom department. A friend of mine on Instagram, I was looking at her stories, and she was in Dublin with her terrier. Hello, Monica. And she went to the cinema with her dog yesterday.
The cinema.
The Dot Theatre up in Dublin run these days where they show Disney movies, and you can bring your dog along.
Tell me they showed Lady and the Tramp.
Please.
All the lads just sucking spaghetti. So it's mad. Inside in the cinema, you can just see like just loads of pooches, and some they bring in extra cushions and whatnot, and little doggy baskets, and they all just sit there watching the film. And
you would just sit there watching the dog watching the film, though, wouldn't you?
Is there anything better than the thought of bringing dogs to the cinema?
I'm on for it.
The boys are just bamming out.
So cute.
Loving the whole thing. Now, admittedly, you know, God knows what would go on if one of the dogs decided it's toilet time.
You see, that's the problem.
That is the only side. So for the Punday Game Challenge this morning, if we get this in Cork, and I'm insisting that somebody does this somewhere, one of the pet shops need to run this or something. A dog event, a cinema dog event. What dog pun movies could we screen? It was open to the public. You never let me down on the pun day game. Rory O'Hagan, hit me with your best, please.
Is Reservoir Dogs too easy?
No,
you're not getting away with that. Oh, for God's sake, lads.
Vic, we've got
zero effort.
The Dogfather.
We've got The Dogfather.
Yeah, I love that.
We've got Mission Impossible.
this is one of my favourite ones. The Bark Knight Rises.
Indiana Bones, Raiders of the Lost Bark.
I like that one.
Pug Fiction.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Hey. Good one. What about the Terrierminator?
The Terrierminator.
Yeah.
I'll be Bark.
The Hound of Music.
Poppenheimer.
They replaced Cillian Murphy with a dog.
With a Jack Russell.
Whoop.
Stephen, that's genius. Take a bow.
Oh, Stephen, very funny.
How to Train Your Doggy, Sheila, superb.
Oh, yeah. The Beagle Has Landed.
Bark to the Future.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. There's got to be 3 versions of that. The Bitches of Eastwick.
Dog with the Wind.
James Bone in The Man with the Golden Retriever.
That's the best one.
Mission Impossible. Oh, yeah. Have we done that one already? I think we have. That's come in a million times.
How to Train Your Doggy.
Jurassic Bark. Lads.
Jurassic Bark.
Keep them rolling, please. More of those.
Hi, I'm Becky Hill.
Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
You and Becky Hill hanging out at Becky Hill's gig. We're giving away tickets to the biggest gigs this summer, and all day today we've tickets for the fantastic Becky Hill, Benny Hill's niece, this Friday as she kicks off another fantastic season at Virgin Media Park. So if you want to win those tickets for free, you just got to listen out for Crazy What Love Can Do, this song. We're going to play that before 9 o'clock for you. When you hear it, all you got to do is text or WhatsApp your name and send that to 086-8104-106. We'll select a winner at random. We will bring you on air, have a chat, and give you 2 tickets to hang out with Becky. If you want to win those, that song is coming up in about half an hour. All right, so stay with Cork's Good Times Red FM for good times right across the summer. Your tickets are coming up soon.
Finally, there was heartbreak for Crosshaven AFC's under-7s at yesterday's blitz at Carrigaline United. The Haven side played their hearts out, winning 4 games and making their way to the final with an injury-ravaged team, only to lose an incredibly tense battle by the narrowest of margins, 1-0 in the decider to Ringmahon Rangers. Speaking exclusively to Red FM Sport afterwards, the man who called himself the special one repeatedly and spoke about himself in the third person quite a lot, Crosshaven co-manager Keith Cunningham, says it was a tough day at the office.
You know yourself. Game of two halves. You had the first half. You had the second half. And, you know, all credit to Ringmahon Rangers, who definitely didn't have 2 15-year-olds on the pitch. Definitely. As I said, not bitter. Just happy to be part of it all. Yeah.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Okay, yeah. He sounded a bit cranky, your man.
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
No, I think he took it well.
Do you think so?
Yeah. No gritted teeth or anything.
Absolutely not. Yeah, we had a big day out yesterday. The under-7s were playing a blitz in Carrigaline. The Carrigaline setup, have you seen it?
It's unreal down there.
Oh my God.
It's absolutely unreal. They've done some work.
These two huge Astro pitches and incredible... Oh, shout out to Gavin, the king of the bar down there. So we did. We split the lads into two teams, and we got to the final. We got to the final, and we got kicked out by a goal. We lost the last game. Devastation.
You were robbed.
Absolutely, completely and utterly robbed.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Well done, Ringmahon Rangers. You were amazing. As the man in the clip says, I don't know who he was. As he said, definitely. No 15-year-olds on their team.
I love that whenever you're at an underage game. It's like, how old are they?
Let's start a conversation about that, will we?
Yeah.
How do we,
They're only tall. And because they're good.
Yeah. So tall, one fella practically had Gillette and shaving cream with him.
Drove off in his car afterwards.
Yeah. See him bar for a pint. All right, yeah. We just won the under-7. Telling you. Well done, gang. Well done yesterday. Great day out. Have a beautiful day today, you beautiful human. Someone said here, good morning, Red Roosters. Good morning, Red Roosters.
Yeah.
Nobody has texted that into this show for about 15 years.
Oh, is it an old name?
The show used to be called the Red Rooster Breakfast Show.
Oh, yeah,
the Red, Red FM's Breakfast Show years ago.
Yeah.
So that's that. Now, that is a Red FM OG. That's a hardcore listener from day one.
There you go.
Who have we got on board there? It's Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Well done, Anne-Marie.
Myself and Lenny used to do this show here, and it was called the Red FM Red Rooster Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
And let's just say there was a senior member of staff who was very important, like might have been one of the owners.
Right.
Who wanted us to have an actual rooster in the studio. Like we said, do you know what would be hilarious if we get an actual live rooster? Now, we examined this and...
After much discussion.
Many meetings. And then the whole, where would we keep it when we weren't on air? Would it be safe? Would it be cruel? Would it be, ethical to have an actual live rooster?
So it wasn't just a one-off. They wanted it every day for the show.
Every day.
Ah, lads, get off the stage.
In the studio. Because,
never going to work.
And the reason behind it was, the guy that suggested it said, there's a breakfast show in New York and they have an actual cat in the studio. And you can hear the cat walking across the desk and meowing every now and then. And people fell in love with the cat.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So rooster's different, though.
So we decided on sound effects instead. So the sound effects started to get a bit samey, so it was requested that Lenny would become a rooster.
Oh God, go on.
We got dragged into meetings and given out to because there wasn't enough cock on air. So that was the problem. They weren't hearing enough cock, which they wanted to hear every 10 minutes. Honest to God, it was...
Is this true?
This is,
or are you just making this up now for the radio?
I'm going to... I don't know how, but I'm going to write a TV show, an office version of radio with all the stories and things that happened. There's definitely an office-type TV show in it.
Oh, lads.
Yeah.
I'm going away again. I can't be doing with this caper.
I am probably the only person in the world to be brought into a boardroom and given out to for not doing an impression of a cock. How's your day going?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
20 past 8 is the time. We've got the lovely Mary on the line. Hello, lovely Mary.
Hello, how are we?
How are we today? Mary's from, where are you from? Ballyporeen. Where's that now?
It's between Tipperary and Cork. It's on the borders.
Oh.
Oh, Mary.
So, we need to work this out now. Who, where are we? Where,
well, my husband is Cork, that is. That makes it better.
I don't know about that.
Yes, it does, Mary. Ignore him. That's fine. That's fine with us, Mary.
I just don't know about giving money to Tipperary people. I know what you're going to do.
She's on the border.
She's on the border.
She's
I don't care.
She's on the border.
But this is like, you know.
She's got her feet in both ponds. You know what I mean? Foot in both ponds.
Exactly. And I listen to her station all the time, so that must be a good
start. That'll do. You've won us over. Your one is over. Mary, the very best of luck. How's everything in Tipperary anyway? Like, I mean, do you concern yourself with the affairs of the Premier County?
Not sure. I suppose I do in a way. Anyway, I have to say I do.
Okay,
she's on the fence. Like, yeah.
Tell me the truth now. So you listen to Cork's Good Times Red FM. Do you listen to Tip FM every now and then?
Every now and again.
Wrong answer. Wrong answer, Mary. Wrong answer.
I'm too honest.
Listen, the very best of luck. Let's get you over the line here with a 1,000 euro. Mary, just give us a right answer for everything.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Can you name the brothers from the band Oasis?
Noel and Liam Gallagher.
Who's the leader of Sinn Féin?
Mary Lou MacDonald.
Question number 3. Who won the Best Actor Oscar for his role in The Revenant?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And question number 4. Who played Willy Wonka in the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? One of the best actors of all time. You might
Ginny Wilder.
Question number 5. On what street in Cork is Penny's? In Cork City, on what street?
I've gone blank.
So in the middle of the big street in Cork, the big main street in Cork is called Saint Something Street.
Patrick Street.
Question number 6. What is the name of the fictional kingdom in Black Panther, the movie Black Panther?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
No idea.
No idea. Yes.
Game killer. Game killer. Not to worry, Mary.
You were doing well, Mary. It was a good round.
You did very well. You got the Oasis brothers, Mary Lou. You got the Revenant, Leonardo DiCaprio. You got Gene Wilder as well. Killed up a bit of time on you. Patrick Street or Oliver Plunkett Street for the pennies question. And the name of the fictional kingdom in the movie Black Panther was Wakanda. So we only got to question number 6. But can I just say to you, thank you so much for leaving me 4 questions for tomorrow's game, Mary. I appreciate that.
Well done, Mary.
You've done me a huge twist.
I panic.
No, listen. Okay. 50, we've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors for going to the trouble of ringing in. We will talk to you another day, I hope, Mary. And thanks for listening.
Thanks very much. Thanks for the call. Appreciate
thanks,
that.
Mary.
We'll be giving her an up tip
thank
for the crack.
You.
Up tip. Yeah. Up tip.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.